Schluss, anständig Schiffer, Bayern, Nadel, die Schiffer, Verwandt, Wonnen, Wagner, die Schiffer,
Gemara responds, Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda, As the Gemara introduces its question, the Gemara clearly indicates that the seed of doubt is the fact that at night we have already entered into the day. That the possibility of tashlumin for Arbis in the morning, for Shabbos in the afternoon, is due to the fact that at this point, we expect the Gemara to conclude Avalacha Yom HaChemino. However, in the case which we're deliberating, the case of Yom Tashlumin for Mikvah at night, it's a different day. And yet, the Gemara all of a sudden shifts gears, and instead of concluding Avalacha Yom HaChemino, it's a new day, instead the Gemara says,
contradiction. The only allowable context for the Nesias Kapayim is Avodas Tzibur, and yet on the other hand, the Nesias Kapayim is operative midaraisa in Chutz Laretz as well. So the Mishkan as Yaakov said, and this was extended and elaborated upon by Rav Chaim, that the context b'daraisa v'duchnen in Chutz La'aretz is tefillah. That tefillah ikra avoda, tefillah is referred to as avoda, and is a kiyum avoda. It's not a rhetorical equation, but a very real, rigorous, and literal one. Tefillah ikra avoda, and hence, within the context of tefillah b'tzibor, we have both the possibility and the chiyum of nesiyas kapayim. The Mishkan of Yaakov further suggests that one who davens while intoxicated, a shikur sheis palal, would be over the issa d'oraisa, which refers to a shikur who does avoda. The same way a kohen who performs the avoda while intoxicated violates an issa d'oraisa, that self-same issa would govern one who davens while intoxicated, because tefillah ikra avoda. We're all familiar with the famous observation of Reb Chaim that even the Rambam, who questions the chiyuv of tefillah midoraisa, does concede its standing midoraisa. That even the Rambam recognizes that tefillah is a kiyum avoda midoraisa. And what we've said until now holds true according to the Ramban as well. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Parak Ches Vichas Tevila, Aloch Aleph, Tevilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tamid. Afilu hoyu bahen choten, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes B'Tevilasim Sharabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always grants an audience to Tevila B'Tzibur, even if amongst the Tzibur there are sinners, Rachmanu Letzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not spurn that Tevila. Afilu tzarech Adam, Meshatev Atzmarim HaTzibur, consequently, says the Rambam, a person is obligated to always integrate himself into the tzibur, and he should never daven privately when the possibility exists to daven the tzibur. There's a bit of a non sequitur here in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam begins by describing the virtue of tefillah b'tzibur, the mila of tefillah b'tzibur. That tefillah b'tzibur is nishmas tamid, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tefillasim sharabim. He set the stage for describing tefillah b'tzibur as something laudatory, something desirable. And yet the Rambam follows up, tefillah b'tzibur is nishmas tamid, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tefillasim sharabim. Then all of a sudden the Rambam makes a leap and says, l'fichach tzarech adam l'shatif atzman atzibur. Consequently, a person is obligated to daven b'tzibur. Not merely is it recommended, not merely is he urged to daven b'tzibur, but he's tzarech, he's obligated to daven b'tzibur. But there's a gap. How did the Rambam make the transition from the milah of tefillah b'tzibur, from the advantages and virtues of tefillah b'tzibur, to the imperative of tefillah b'tzibur, l'fichach tzarech adam? Perhaps the explanation is as follows. In Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Lo kol dover she'eino posul, maybe also l'chatchila. Ketzad, o yechayim olo, lo yobi se kofush v'ko'ur, v'yom ahare ein v'omum, v'al ze ne ma'or v'oro nochel. El kol she yobi l'korban yobi min amulcha. The Rambam, reflecting a Gemara in Menachos, as quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, articulates a very important principle. When it comes to kavanos, anything which constitutes a hidur, anything which would enhance the offering of the korban, eyo ipso, by that very fact, becomes obligatory. It doesn't remain in the realm of zeh keli v'aveihu. It doesn't remain in the realm of mitzvah min amufcha, but anything which would enhance the hakarbas hakarbon, anything which would upgrade the maisa hamitzvah of the hakarbas hakarbon, therefore by definition becomes obligatory. We don't find that a person who neglects zekeli v'anbehu should have an oror, should have a curse directed against him. So clearly this chiyuv in context of HaKavas Kavanos is not merely the universal principle of Zekeli Van Behu, But there is a special halacha which relates to avoda, to kavanos, that anything which would potentially constitute a hidur, where accessible, where available, a person is chayav lahadar, a person is obligated to search after that hidur. In light of this, l'chara, that then would be the correct understanding in the Rambam. We had asked how the Rambam makes the leap from beginning by merely describing the virtues or advantages of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then the Rambam makes a leap, and the Rambam discusses the imperative of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The answer is that since Tefillah Ikra Avoda, and again, that's a real and vigorous equation, a very literal one, so consequently, this chiyuv of Aron Nochel, this chiyuv, that the fact that it's acceptable is not sufficient, governs Hilchos Tefillah as well. And if Tefillah B'Tzibur is a maila, if Tefillah B'Tzibur is more advantageous and more virtuous than Tefillah B'Yachid, so consequently it constitutes a chiyuv. That's what the Rambam writes, that Tefillah B'Tzibur nishmas tamid, and finally, in terms of concretizing, documenting the Kiyum Avoda and Tefillah, clearly the halacha of Tefillah's connected Tmidim Tiknum, the correlation between Tefillah's and Tmidim, extended by the Rishonim, that the possibility of Tfilas Nadava is also correlated with the possibility of Korban Nadava, all point very clearly to the fact that Tfilah is a Kiyum and Chiyuv Avoda. On the other hand, there is a second dimension to Mitzvah's Tfilah. That dimension is expressed very clearly within the sugya we read before. The Gemara contrasts the dimension of Tefillah B'Makom Korban with Dilma Kevon Tzlosa Rachmehi. So apparently, in addition to the Kiyum and Chiyum of Avoda, which is contained in Tefillah, in addition to that dimension, there is a second dimension of Tefillah Rachme, which has an independent standing, totally independent of any equation between Tefillah and Avoda. Tefillah is a form of Rachmei, a person approaching and supplicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, earlier the Gemara Daf Chaf, in discussing why Nashim are obligated in Tefillah, says the Rachmei Ninu. Again, the Gemara invokes this dimension, this universal dimension of Tefillah of Rachmei. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tesav Halacha Aleph, Bar Avram, Luis Baal Shachris, Yitzchak Yosef, Tefillah Acheres, Lifnos Hayom, Yaakov Yisbalel, Arvis. Reflecting the Mando Amma, Tefillah Sa'olos Tikvah. Earlier in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam has quoted the Mando Amma, Tefillah Skenege Tmidim Tikvah. Clearly the Rambam went Pshat, Ma'al Machada, Ma'al Machada, Vlo Pliga. That the two views were not mutually exclusive. What then, what two dimensions are being reflected in these two opinions in the Gemara? It would seem that it corresponds to the Kiyum Rachme of Tfilas Avos Tiknum and the Kiyum Avoda of Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. The Gemara in Erev and Samach Daled, Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Shosri Al Yisbalel, Vim Yisbalel, Tfilaso Tfilah. Shikur al Yisbalel, Vim Yisbalel, Tfilaso Taweba. Hechidam Yishosui, Vehechidam Yishikur. Shosui kol she yochol adabe lifnei HaMelech. Shikur kol she eino yochol adabe lifnei HaMelech. If one is Shosui intoxicated, but still capable of conducting himself properly, were he granted a royal audience, so then the chatchila is not allowed to daven, but b'di'evet, if he did so, the tefillah is acknowledged as a tefillah. By contrast, if a person's state of intoxication is such that he would not be able to conduct himself properly, given a royal audience, so then tefillah sotah ayva. His tefillah is an abomination. L'chari, it's difficult, in light of this equation, which we've seen between tefillah and avodah, the halacha, for purposes of avodah, and the Gemara Krisus Yigimel, quoted by the Rambam, if a person drinks as much as a revius of wine, so then im avar avodasa psula. His avodah is nifsalas by his having drunk a mere revius, which clearly falls short of the level of intoxication of any yachal adab b'fnei ha-melech. So why then is the tefillah of a shasui, why is it recognized b'di'evin as tefillah so tefillah? Given the equation between tefillah and avodah, once he drinks a revius yayin, once he is a shasui, that should disqualify the tefillah. But perhaps the answer would be that ein lachanami, having become a shasui, having disqualified himself from avodah, he's not supposed to daven. And interestingly, the halacha is that even though b'di'evin his tefillah would be recognized as a tefillah, nevertheless l'chatchila is not allowed to daven, even though in so doing he will miss out entirely on tefillah. The reason for this is because since tefillah is a form of avodah, so once he's a shasui, he has no right to engage in avodah. However, with the avodah ex post facto, if he did daven, tefillah has another dimension as well, a dimension of rachmei. The key of rachmei in tefillah, the dimension of rachmei in tefillah, is not measured and is not governed by the regulations of avodah, but rather by whether or not it's yachal l'davar b'fnei ha-melech. And consequently, if only it was yachal l'davar b'fnei ha-melech, then b'di'evet tefillah so tefillah. We recognize the tefillah, the dimension of rachmei was evident in the tefillah. Now it would seem, in light of what we've been discussing, that there are two kiyumim, two chiyuvim in tefillah, both a kiyum and chiyuv of avodah, as well as a kiyum and chiyuv in rachmei, that when we come to discuss the definition of yom, of day, for purposes of hilchos tefillah, we should have a double definition. The definition of yom, of day, in kalat ha'akula, again, we need to go further than the Gemara with which we began. The day begins at night, and day follows night. However, the Gemara in Tzimuri Gedalin tells us that there is one exception to this rule. That for purposes of Kodshim, the Gemara interprets that Halayla Holach Achre Hayom. But for purposes of Kodshim, for purposes of Achilas Kodshim, the day comes first and the night follows. Now it would appear that im kainim dvareinu eilo, that there are two kiyumim, two chiyuvim in tefillah, both a kiyum rachmei, a chiyuv rachmei, as well as a kiyum and chiyuv avodah, so we should find traces of both definitions of yom in Hilchos Tefillah. Both the yom of Kala Tarakula, the definition of yom which governs Kala Tarakula, as well as the definition of yom of Achilas Kodshim. And in fact, not only do we find this unique definition of yom, of Halayla Holech Achre HaYom, that night follows day, not only do we find, not only is that reflected in Hilchos Tefillah, but for many halachos, that seems to be the primary koveya, the primary determinant in Hilchos Tefillah. Let's review some of those halachos known to all of us. Igmar brachos that Yudam and Beres, Maybe Siv Lasokla Adam, It's also to eat or drink prior to davening Tfilas Shacharis. The Gemara explains the definition of the Isser is that one's not allowed to eat or drink before the first tefillah of the day. So the difficulty is, what about Tfilas Arbis? What about Tfilas Arbis? If a person's already davened the previous night, and the day begins at night, so when you wake up in the morning, if a person eats breakfast before Shacharis, so he's not eating Kodim Sheyispal Al Adamo. He's already davened at the beginning of the day, Vayi Erev Vayi Mokim. He's already davened at the beginning of the day, at night. Tosfos says Tfilas Arbis is not really Rishus, it's really a mitzvah. So why are we totally ignoring or discounting Tfilas Arbis in the context of this Isser of Lasofu Al Adam that we're enjoined from eating prior to the first Tfilah of the day? But the answer would seem to be that the day with which we're operating here is the day of Anota, the day of Kodshim. The day begins in the morning and ends at night. From that perspective, so the first tefillah of the day will be Tfilas Shacharis. And if one will eat or drink prior to Tfilas Shacharis, so ein hachanami. In fact, he is eating Kodim Sheyispalel Al Domo. The Sefer HaChinuch, as is his wont, in the Minyan Mitzvos following the Shitas HaRambam, enumerates Mitzvah's Tefillah amongst the Tayag Mitzvos, and he concludes his discussion of that Mitzvah, Mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel, V'nohegas Mitzvah Zu, referring to Mitzvah's Tefillah b'chol mokom b'chol zman, b'zuchor v'nekevos. V'over al zeh v'omad yom v'layla, below Tefillah klal, mito asay zeh, Kedas HaRambam. L'chorah, there is a little bit of imprecision in the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch should have written V'over al zeh v'omad layla v'yom below Tfilah klal v'itel asay zeh. And this has practical repercussions. The question is, on a daraisa level, with a chiyuv is once daily, if a person will daven Monday night, and then he'll daven again Wednesday morning, whether or not he has fulfilled the requirements of midaraisa. So l'chora, that's perfectly acceptable. The tefillah of Monday night relates to Monday night and Tuesday, and then the period of Tuesday night and Wednesday is covered by his tefillah Wednesday morning. And yet, the Sefer HaChinuch says, if a day and night pass without his engaging in tefillah, he's been mevatel this mitzvah aser. From the Sefer HaChinuch, one has the impression that in this example we're getting, if a person would daven Monday night, and then not daven again until Wednesday morning, he would be guilty of being mevatel on the mitzvah aser of tefillah. How so? Again, l'chora, this reflects what we've been discussing, that the primary koveya here, and on a daraisa level, tefillah is avodah, is the yom of kodshim. The yom of kodshim is halayla holach achre hayom. So consequently, the day of Tuesday begins Tuesday morning at dawn at Amor HaShachar, and extends into Tuesday night, until the Amud HaShachar of Wednesday morning. And in fact, in that day of Kodshim, by the definition of the Yom of Kodshim, he has allowed an entire day to elapse without engaging in Tefillah. The Gemara, the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachos has the well-known Machlokas Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim as far as the appropriate Zmanim for Tefillas Mincha and Arbis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tfilas Mincha extends into Plagim Mincha, Tfilas Arbis begins immediately thereafter. According to the Rabbanan, Tfilas Mincha extends out of Erev, Tfilas Arbis begins immediately thereafter. The Gemara concludes, Hashtilo Itmar Hilchasa Lo Kamar Velo Kamar, Da'ovid Kamar Avad, Da'ovid Kamar Avad. Either view is legitimate and acceptable, Halacha L'maisa, the Rishonim explain, provided that one is consistent. One cannot adopt the kula of the Chachamim with regard to Tfilas Mincha, and also adopt the kula of Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Tfilas Arbis. One has to be consistent. So what does it mean practically to be consistent? So we know that what it means is if, as the widespread custom is at this time of year, if Friday night, for instance, We're going to be davening Arvis early. We're going to take advantage of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to daven Arvis after Prague. So we should therefore advance the previous Tfilas Mincha and daven Mincha prior to Prague. But the question is, l'chora, in the name of consistency, why aren't we required to daven the Mincha on Shabbos afternoon prior to Prague? By davening Arvis early Friday night, so implicitly we're making a statement that at the very least, minimally, for this day, we've adopted the view of Rabbi Yehuda. For this day, we've adopted the view of Rabbi Yehuda that Tfilas Arvis commences at Plag HaMincha, and that Tfilas Mincha terminates at that point. If that's the case, so for the rest of this day, we have to be consistent. So why are we concerned only with the previous Tfilas Mincha? We should be concerned with the subsequent Tfilas Mincha also. If we're not going to get involved in a Tanta D'Sasrei, we should be required to daven Mincha Shabbos afternoon prior to Prague as well. The answer, again, is that the day, the definition of day that we're operating here with is the day of Kodshim, not the day of Kol HaTorah Kula. If the determining factor here had been Vayihyare Vayihivoke, so we would be required to daven the following Mincha prior to Prague as well. But since the definition of day, which is Kaveya, which determines here, is that definition of Kodshim, that Halayla Holech Achrei Hayom, so the Tfilas Mincha of Shabbos afternoon belongs to the next day already. The day of Kodshim extended from Friday morning until Shabbos morning, and therefore our options are completely open for the rest of Shabbos day. The Gemara says in Erevin, and the Samech Hei, Rav Acha, Yosef Upara. Rav Acha, if he had a set amount that he would learn on a daily basis, Davyomi, or whatever the pace was that he set himself, if for some reason he wasn't able to complete his daily quota during the day, so he would borrow and he would pay back at night, and he would complete that daily quota at night. And this Gemara is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the end of the first chelik of Baruch Chaim, and it says that im hayatorot bayom, if a person was very busy and very preoccupied during the day and was unable to finish that daily quota, so then yashlimenu balayla miyad. The Magen Avraham explains that if a person has the practice of completing a daily quota, so then as with any minhag shel mitzvah, it's binding mitam neder. It's binding b'toras neder. But that's very problematic. If it's binding b'toras neder, so why do we allow him to become so preoccupied as to neglect the neder? Shulchan Aruch doesn't insist that hoya onus. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that Rav Acha's practice was only when circumstances were beyond his control. Shulchan Aruch presents Rav Acha as a moyatod. If he was busy, if he was preoccupied, Shulchan Aruch is not here reflecting a p'tur onus. And nevertheless, Rav Acha, even when he was only preoccupied, falling short of being an onus, nevertheless was Yosef Upara. Nevertheless, borrowed and repaid at night. How is this possible? However, the answer is, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos HaSei Hei, quotes from the Sifri, the Kesef Mishnah refers to this, the Rav discussed this at length, in his Yotzer Shirim, Ula Ovdo, says the Sifri, Zu Talmud, V'chein Ovdu B'Tarasso, V'Ovdu B'Mikdasha. Torah, the Sifri says, also constitutes a Kiyam Avodah. Not only does the Avodah HaKorbanos constitute a Kiyam Avodah, and not only does Tefillah constitute a Kiyam Avodah, but Talmud Torah as well constitutes a Kiyam Avodah. If that's the case, so then it would follow that again, for purposes of Talmud Torah, the definition of day, which we will adopt and which will apply, is that definition of day for Avoto, that night follows day. If that's the case, so that's the pshat. Rav Acha didn't have to be on this. Even if Rav Acha was just busy, Rav Acha was just preoccupied, if he knew that he wouldn't fall asleep at night, if he knew that he would complete his daily quota at night, so he wouldn't have violated the neder, because he would have completed the daily quota within the same day, within the day of Kodshim. And in fact, if you look in the Rosh, in the first paragraph of Brachas Siman Yud Gimel, in context of Birkas HaTorah, so the Rosh says explicitly, V'cheinim lamad, not referring to this sugi in Erevin, but referring to a question of Birkas HaTorah, the Rosh writes, Mefurish, V'cheinim lamad ma'layla, ha'layla holech ha'chayam, that the night follows the day for purposes of Birkas HaTorah. To come back to our opening question, the pshat now in the Gemara is clear. We asked, why is it when the Gemara questions the feasibility of Tashlumin for Mincha at Arbis, why does the Gemara all of a sudden interject that Tefillah b'Makom Korban? The cave in the other Yom Avotel Korbano, when it's abundantly clear that if we're going to regulate Tashlumin by the halachas which govern Korbanos, there would be no possibility of Tashlumin. There would be no Tashlumin for Arvus and Shachris, because the Ivar Mukhtarim, this cave in the other Leilon, is Botlu Hakravasam. And Kevan the other Zmano Shotomit Shal Shachar is Butal Tomit Shal Shachar. Kevan the other Zmano Afilub Oso Yom Botel Kobana. So why all of a sudden does Tashlumin for Tfilas Mincha have to measure up to the standards of Tfilah B'Makom Korban? But the answer is very simple. Tashlumin for Arbis at Shachris, for Shachris at Mincha, the Gemara thinks at this point, the Gemara says, is justified based on the Yom of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's based on the dimension of Rachamei in Tefillah. The dimension of Rachamei, which implies the definition of Yom of Kol HaTorah Kula, facilitates the Tashlumin. So consequently, we don't have to answer to the strictures and standards of Tefillah B'Makom Korban, because the practice of Tashlumin is rooted in the dimension of Tefillah Rachmei. Tefillah Rachmei has the definition of Yom of Kol HaTorah Kula. So as a result, Arbis to Shachris has Tashlumin, it's the same day, no problem. Shachris to Mincha has Tashlumin, it's the same day, no problem. Vayyarev ayyivoki yom echad. Aval hocha, when we discuss the question of Tashlumin for Tfilas Mincha, so if we are to limit Tashlumin to the same day, we must now invoke the Kiyum Avodah Shebet Tfilah. Because by only invoking the Kiyum Rachmei and Tefillah, we won't be able to justify the Tashlumin, because we'll be trespassing from one day to the next. How is it that we can view the Tashlumin for Mincha at Arbis as occurring within the same day? Only if we adopt the definition of Yom of Kodshim, of Halayla Holeh Achrei Hayom. But if we're to do so, so then the Tashlumin of Mincha, if it's rooted in the Kiyum Avodah Shebet Tefillah, and consequently it operates with the definition of Day of Kodshim, so then it should have to measure up to the standards of Tefillah B'Makom Korban. And according to the standards of Tefillah B'Makom Korban, is Ovei Yom Avotel Korbano. Or now the Gemara says, maybe our premise is incorrect. Maybe the premise that Tashlumin has to be limited to the same day is incorrect, and therefore even if Tefillah if we still focus on the dimension of Rachmei and Tefillah, even though the Tashlumin will be happening on another day, Tashlumin is not subject to the constraints of a day. It can go from one day to the next. That's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara Chagiga, Amei Shlokish, Kala Osek Batoa, Ba'olam Hazeh, Shehudoma the Laila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chalav Chut Shel Chesed, La'olam Haba, Shehudoma Layam. Olam Hazeh is likened tonight to Laila, the place of daunting darkness. Olam Hazeh is a time of illusions and delusions, a time of confusions. It's a place where evil entices, while nobility is neglected. Mindless materialism matters, while sublime spirituality suffers. The ephemeral attracts and distracts from eternity. Careerism captivates, and pettiness preponderates. We're taken with a trivial and transient, susceptible to spiritual slumber. Needless confrontation with one and all is commonplace, and yet, confounded, we fear to confront our own mortality. Indeed, we live initially in a time of night dominated by the dangers and distortions endemic to darkness. The messianic day has not dawned. The brilliant light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still hidden. Ochen ato kel mistate. Vayyarev vayyivoke yom echod. Hayom holech achre halayla. Day follows night, and day has not yet dawned. But while it's an eternal truth that Hayom Holech Achre HaLayla, it is equally true that HaLayla Holech Achre Hayom. Night, its darkness, endemic dangers and distortions notwithstanding, is anchored in day. Night is also preceded by day, and hence can be penetrated by the light of day. Beacons of light blaze paths through the darkness of night. Vayomer Elokim yihi or vayi or. Vayar Elokim esavor kitav, vayavdel Elokim bein ha'or ubein ha'choshach, vayikra Elokim la'or yom. Amar Rabbi Simon, hey po'amim sivkan oro, keneged chamisha chumshe Torah. Vayom Elokim yihi or, keneged seif bebreishes, Shabon is Asek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ubora Salomo. Vayehi Or Keneged Sefer Shmos Shabal Yotzu Yisrael Me'afela La'ora. Vayar Elokim Yisra'or Kitov Keneged Sefer Vayikra Shumale Halochas Rabas. Vayavdel Elokim Ben Ha'or Ben Ha'choshach Keneged Sefer Bamidbor Shumavdo Ben Yotzu Mitzrayim Leboi Ha'oretz. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom Keneged Sefer Mishneh Torah Shehu Maleh Halachos Rabas. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. We mentioned before the Gemara in Chagiga of Amar Yesh Lakish Kala Osek V'Torah V'Olam Hazeh Shehu Dama L'Layla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kala Chut Shel Ches L'Olam Haba Shehu Dama L'Yom Shenema Yomam Yitzaba Shem Chasta Uvalayla Shiro Imi Tvila. Indeed, Olam Hazeh is likened tonight, Olam Haba today. And yet, Chazal comment additionally, and they quote this very same pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ilmale is Gondiz Mikol Vakol. If Or had been entirely hidden, Lo Koyim Alma Filuviga Chada. The world could not exist for even a second. Ela is Gondiz V'Yizdara. Rather, it was hidden and planted. Kehaizara De'ovet Tolden V'Zaren V'Ibin. As a seed which yields fruit. Uminei iskayim alma. V'les lach yoma del anafik minei v'alma. Umekayim kulabe. Tebei zon kut shabichu alma. Ubechol asa delon v'raisa. Belelia. In every place when people toil at Torah at night, chad chuta nofik mehahu odonos. One ray emanates from that hidden light, v'ismashach al inan deloyenba, and it envelops and embraces those who toil at Torah. Yalmam yitzava Hashem chasta ubalayla shiro imi tfila. Olam hazeh resembles night, olam habod day. Yet we dare not despair because it is equally true that halayla holem achre hayom. The rays of Torah penetrate and illuminate the darkness of night. But the halacha of halayla holem achre hayom, the night follows day, is preceded and penetrated by the light of day, refers to all forms of avodah, Torah, tefillah, and avodah sakavanos. Each form of avodah functions as a lighthouse for our nocturnal sojourn. The reason is that avodah, in each of its manifestations, Torah, tefillah, and avodah sakavanos, catapults us lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, there is no darkness, only brilliant light. The Beis HaMikdash is lifnei Hashem, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. At the moment of tefillah, all geographical boundaries are suspended and transcended. V'yira atzmo kilu omei lifnei Hashchina. When we stand in tefillah, we're again lifnei Hashem. And when studying Torah, v'yechaven v'hizdavek v'limudo v'torah bo v'hakadosh baruch hu. Haynu v'hizdavek v'chol kolchoso v'dvar Hashem zu halacha. U'bozeh through his Talmud Torah, u'dobuk bo yisbarach mamash kev'yochol. Ki hu yisbarach u'ratzon l'chad k'mo shekosu v'zohar. V'chol din v'halacha min ha-Torah ha-kdosh shehu v'tzona yisbarach. The explosions of light, as we encounter ha-otek ha-sal ma-ora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of our light, through our Torah and Tefillah, illuminate for us the darkness of Olam Hazeh. And yet, the halacha teaches us that tefillah is governed by both definitions of yom. The definition of yom, of kol ha-Torah kula, hayom holech achre halayla, and also the chalos yom of kodshim, that night follows day. We must always find refuge and seek salvation in tefillah. When we experience the chalos yom of kodshim, where the light of day has preceded and penetrated night, clearly that clarity of perception impels us to tefillah. But even when we fail to experience the day of kodshim, even when we cannot fathom existence, when we experience the chalos yom of kol ha-Torah kula, when night precedes day and daunting darkness descends upon us, those trying times of ontological anguish are also occasions for tefillah. Hayom holech achre halayla, halayla holech achre hayom. And finally, in conclusion, in the Rav's absence, a blanket of darkness has descended upon us. For decades and decades, when world Jewry was dazed and disoriented by the oppressive darkness of modernity, the unparalleled brilliant light of the Rav's Torah and his personality clarified confusion and provided direction by dispelling darkness. And now we are orphaned, bereft of him and his Torah. Vayi Erev, darkness has descended, and how daunting it is. And yet Chazal teach that tzaddikim b'misasa nikru chayim. Moreover, gedolim tzaddikim b'misasa yosem b'chayehem. We must not forget the Yom of Avodah, halayla holech achrei hayom. The night has been preceded and therefore is penetrated by the light of day. The Rav's legacy, which preceded the present darkness, also penetrates and illuminates it. The Rav Zichron Livracha neither ignored nor did he succumb to the challenges of modernity. He courageously confronted them. He never sacrificed principle for popularity, and above all, he personified the principle that halayla holech achrei hayom, that radiating the light of Torah, shearing and shining forth its profundity and beauty, will light up the night, captivate and conquer the hearts and minds of Jews. We must draw inspiration from and follow the direction of the Rav's legacy. Hayom kodem lalayla. The day of Torah and Tefillah must precede and penetrate the darkness of Olam Hazeh. And may the Ribono Shel Olam grant that this inspiration bring us to the dawn of the day which follows night with the fulfillment of the Pasuk, V'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'oretz, b'yom ha'u, yi Hashem echad, v'shmo echad.